HBO's Game of Thrones is back for its seventh season. Winter is finally here, and so are the White Walkers. Will the Seven Kingdoms of Westeros survive the threat from the North, or will they fall in the looming war for the Iron Throne? After you're done watching an episode, join the discussion here on the Game of Thrones After Show on Podcast One. Every week, our hosts discuss each episode in detail, from shocking twists to fan theories, as the series chronicles the violent struggle among the realm's noble families for ultimate power. Join the fray every week on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but get on mandate. Get it on. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for spreading the good news around. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Drewski over there. What's going on, Drew?
I'm anxious to hear this bitch you've been talking about for all last week, and now we're finally getting to it. This CNN broadcast.
Well, I'm running into this problem in life, which is I'm profoundly disappointed in how sort of disingenuous people are. Mm-hmm. And I always sort of thought about, for instance, the part where, you know, in my world, you're not allowed to construct realities and you have to answer questions.
What do you mean by your world?
My mind, the world I live in, you don't have a choice. And if somebody says
things are what they are.
Yeah. It's like when you say, you know, I've got a better analogy here, but if you say to somebody, I believe all things equal, a male and a female are better parents than two males or two females. And they go, well, I'd have to meet each couple. And you go, all things being equal. And they go, and then they inevitably, no matter how intelligent they are or how educated they are, or what their background is, they go, I know some wonderful gay couples that make wonderful adopted parents, and I know some heterosexual couples that are struggling with drugs, that are struggling with unemployment, that are struggling with sexual abuse. It's like I said all things being equal five times. And then I started really thinking about what if, and you say to the person, no, everything's equal. Everything's equal.
They're refusing your premise. They're just refusing it.
Okay. So if I said to that same person, all things being equal, the same mileage and same year, Audi A7, I'd rather be behind the wheel of that than a Honda Civic. If you answered, I've seen some really nice Honda Civics and I've seen some beater Audi A7s. I mean, 250,000 miles, never maintained. You would be an insane person for answering the question that way.
Right.
Would you not?
Yes.
Like if you were talking to someone, you'd say, hey, idiot.
Yeah.
I said the same year, same mileage, same color, same interior. All things being equal, I'll take the Audi A7 over the Honda Civic. And you repeat again, you've seen some Honda, you've seen some A7s that have been salvaged, that have been caught on fire. That would mean you're an insane person to answer that way.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't call you an insane person if you said, I believe a gay couple makes a better parenting couple than a straight couple. I would disagree with you, but I wouldn't think you're disingenuous or liar or even insane. I'd just go, I believe that two men bring more to the table or two women because of, if you'd asked me this 20 years ago, I'd say, of course. But today, and living in Los Angeles, I say two couples. I say two. I say it's a better twin incomes or whatever it is. I'm listening.
Yeah.
You explaining to me that there's examples of heterosexual couples that are bad parents, not something we need to go over. I think that's a premise we can all sign off on.
You have to. I told you this last time we discussed this. You have to say this is a thought experiment. We're gonna do this.
That's
as
what
a
you would say
experiment.
To a retarded kid.
Well,
we're talking to adults with advanced college degrees. Okay, so if you do the car thing, you realize you sound like an insane person.
Yeah.
Okay, I was.
Somebody's calling us from Bangkok.
Bangkok.
Is that what that says?
Yep. He's been on hold through the whole last show, too.
I love that song. All right. Let me
just talk. One Night in Bangkok?
Yeah.
You know it's from a musical?
I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine.
Do you know that's from a musical?
It's I heard about that. Sad that you know. Yeah. I know. You've been downgraded to bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Rich?
Yeah.
42. One night in Bangkok, man. What's going on?
One Night in Bangkok, my friends, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Love the show. Adam, you are a light in this world, and I know that you've never been hit on by a gay guy. I'm not gay, but I would go gay for you.
I think that would mean more to me.
A straight gay guy is something he's into.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I would totally do that. Now, my question for you, Dr. Extrude? Adam.
Easy.
Adam is particularly turned on. He's particularly turned on by certain behavior that we share with the other primates, strangely.
Yeah, all the smart animals. Not with reptiles.
Here it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Big bad Drew. This must be the extended dance version.
Yeah, I don't recognize it. Must get to the song eventually.
This is the music video, so there may be a little preamble so that they can.
Well, you can pot it down a little, and we'll talk to Rich. Rich, what are you feeling?
Well, my question is for you, Dr. Adam. Mm-hmm. My question is as follows. Now, I'm wondering if I need a prescription for Doucherette. You can go two ways with it. It's kind of a hypothetical. At the gym, when I live in Los Angeles, we were in the middle of the drought. People would waste water while shaving. It would just pour down. As somebody who hates waste, I would often say something like, hey, you know, we're in a drought, as I walk by in an effort to get them to turn it off. And I'm wondering whether or not that is something that's called for or whether or not Dr. Adam will prescribe me Doucherette.
What are you doing in Bangkok first?
Well, my wife is pregnant. She's a preschool teacher. She's Canadian, and she's pregnant.
That explains exactly why they're in Bangkok. Enough. We got it now.
I met her over here. She was finishing her contract, and I just stayed.
Okay. Look, it's one of the. This is why. It's one of these. We don't. Here's how I know we don't really care. It's one of those like California water conservation. Oh, we waste kajillions of billions of gallons. But people like turn the water up, they brush their teeth, and they let it run. Like Lynette the other day, just turned on the hot water. And was like we started walking away. Oof. And I did a remod. Like it's hot immediately, and I'm like, whoa, where are we going? It's like I'm heating it up. I'm coming. It's like no, it's immediately hot. Just shut it off. Like. There's a thing that's a little element of she doesn't think she's paying for it, even though she is paying for it, but they've not been able to draw a straight line between those two points.
Yeah.
But when people are at the gym, they're really not paying for it. And or there's even a deeper thing, which is I pay my $29.50 a month, and I'm going to get a pound of flesh back. So it's bad. But
I think people's behavior was changing during the drought. We just went right back immediately to our old ways, right?
We got them to care through financial incentives and fear of being like fined or turned in or whatever it is. But no, I agree. If someone you're a citizen of the earth and if someone is just taking clean water, one of the most precious commodities on the planet, not in the United States, but on the planet, and just literally flushing it down the toilet.
Especially down here.
Not down here.
Not just down here. Not especially in Southern California.
That's why. No,
listen. I'm sorry.
That's why I said not one of the most precious commodities on the planet.
Yes,
not in the United States.
Exclusively down here, but especially down here. No, I'm just asking.
I'm with you.
No, we're rich and we're white and we're disease free.
In most
places in the world, this is worth this is life and death for them.
I understand what you're saying.
Couldn't have made that any clearer here. So no. The world, this is a very precious commodity. Historically, has it. People die clean because water. They don't get water. Yeah. They can't sanitize. Right. I mean, it's a major issue, and we treat it here like it's sort of runoff.
Yeah.
This is a sort of waste or something. Yeah. All right, let's get into this. So I was watching CNN, and they were talking about the you can pull up. Gary will pull up the story. Was it Barcelona? And
yeah, absolutely.
All right, before he gets it out, you want to
give me the story on Barcelona, but then you tell him, one dead, 32 injured from 2 weeks ago. Go ahead, Drew.
I want to remind everybody about our friend Leah Remini, who you just interviewed last week. Good job. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. You like that? Very interesting.
Oh, no, I love her. It was great.
Scientology Aftermath. Strangely, I just was pitching her executive at A&E. And I, you know, she goes, any other questions? I go, what's going to happen this season in Aftermath? I'm a huge fan.
It's a great show.
And she tipped a few things off to me. I'm like, oh, my God, I got to see this. She also said, she goes, the letter was, the church sends lots of letters, and they insisted that they read the letters. So she would open every show by reading the letters. And it became a convention for framing the show.
Right.
And then they stopped sending letters.
So, makes sense.
Isn't that funny? New episodes are Tuesday at 9, 8 Central on A&E. Of course, it's Leah and some of the high-level former Scientology executives and members getting into shocking stories of abuse, harassment, heartbreak, and this time it's how they deal with some really serious mental health issues. She continues her quest to give a voice to the victims of the Church of Scientology and help people take action, turning survivors into fighters, revealing truths, and seeking justice. You can catch up on episodes on the A&E app or aetv.com. Leah Remini, Scientology and the Aftermath. Well worth your time. Start on season one. See the whole thing.
All right. So they got the breaking story. It's from a couple weeks ago or a week and a half ago. And it's Barcelona. And some terrorist did what is kind of old news to us here in the United States, which is he used his car as a weapon. So we've been hearing about these stories for the last several years. He took the car, took the truck, plowed it into the crowded area, killed as many as they could, or on the bridge or the marketplace, or whatever it is. So what they did, what Wolf Blitzer did, is he got Jim
Scuto,
chief national security correspondent for CNN, and he has him boots on the ground over there in Barcelona, and he went to find out one dead and 32 injured. This is as of 10 days ago or whatever, but I don't know if the death toll's risen or how it's worked. But the point is now you have the chief national security correspondent and the main man over at CNN, and they got to break down the game film. Like, what happened here? And, you know, let's dissect this a little. As a couple of savvy news anchors who, between the two of them, probably have 62 years experience covering stories, probably more. Let's see if they can discern what happened and what motivated it.
The point I would make, Wolf, is just this note that in light of the uproar of the last several days, 5 days apart, you have a white supremacist in Charlottesville use a vehicle to kill, and here you have attackers, at least following the modus operandi of terrorists, using vehicles apparently to kill as well.
And All right, hold on. Wolf has a window now to go, Jim, are you fucking high? Where's your news outlet? There was 5 days ago. By the way, this is like saying, you know, it rained 5 days ago and then the volcano went off. So there's a direct correlation between it raining and the volcano erupting, or it rained and then there was an earthquake. Were you fucking insane? There's some sort of attack involving a car jumping a curb and hitting someone every day that directed at people every fifth or sixth day, but he's connecting what happened in Barcelona back to what happened in Charlottesville.
Just so I understand, the guy in Charlottesville was not just so we can put a finer point on this. He at one point jumped in his car and did his thing. He wasn't like planning the car attack, right? Am I right on that?
I don't think he was.
He was there to march.
And he got in the car and just did his thing in some sort of weird impulsive.
Rolled rage, 20-year-old loser, living on his mom's sofa.
It wasn't like he was part of a cell of neo-Nazis.
Well, I don't know. We should ask Jim Scudio or whatever his name is, because he seems to have insights that none of us have. All right, rewind it a little just to hear the insanity. All right, so anyway, this way. Look, hey, Drew. He's an expert. You better listen up. You lay people.
National security correspondent.
Yeah, he knows. He knows the world. Don't be naive. Huh. Al-Qaeda could have been inspired by the white trash guy. I think it was the guy. He's the son of the guy who was in the Dodge commercial and went, you got a hammy in that? That kid inspired Al-Qaeda in Spain.
Sure.
You understand me?
Yeah, of course.
All right, let's listen.
Use a vehicle to kill, and here you have attackers at least following the modus operandi of terrorists using vehicles apparently to kill as well. Those shared tactics that should be alarming.
It's alarming.
Yeah, and there will be questions about copycats. There will be questions if what happened in Barcelona was at all a copycat version of what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, even though there may be different.
Wolf Blitzer, I need to do with you what I do with drunken pilots, which is I need your fucking badge. Like, you can't do this. You can't fly an airplane. You're incompetent. Wow. You can't do this. If there are going to be questions, by the way, so far, zero questions about copycatting, except for by Wolf Blitzer. You'd be the only human being on the planet that could ask if this was a copycat of what happened in Charlottesville. And so, now I get to my stupider liar. Wolf Blitzer, you can't be this stupid. You have to be lying.
I had an experience with Wolf where after Sandy Hook, I just sat in front of a camera for 3 days. And I was pissed. I was upset. I was sharing my feelings. And on day three, he goes, "Hey, I really appreciate it." We're, during commercial break, he gets in my ear. He goes, "Hey, I appreciate you coming on our show every day." He goes, our viewers really seem to be responding to you. I don't get why, but they sure seem to be. I really laughed out loud. I was like,
That's funny.
Thanks, Wolf. I don't really understand it, but they seem to be responding. Anyway, we'll be in air in a minute.
So rewind it a little bit.
Yeah.
Wolf is thinking that people have to make a connection or might make this connection, although no sane person would make that connection.
He's thinking, I'm getting a step up on this story because I know that they were inspired by the
show. He doesn't know anything.
I think it's worse than you think. I think he believes this.
No, he's got marching orders.
Maybe.
Maybe? Why would a sane person be contriving an insane thought this far into his career if there wasn't a... implicit.
Who would get in there and say, "Hey, you got to make a connection with this"? I think who would do that? There's
nobody. That's not verbal. It's implied that this is what we do, and you stick with what we do, and you find creative ways to be better at what we do. This is a very creative way, because what you do, here's what we do. We hate Trump, and that's our business. Okay, so Charlottesville, we can get a line from the White House to Charlottesville.
Yeah.
He didn't denounce Nazis.
Right.
That thus inspired this 20-year-old. And thus, we can get a straight line from the White House to Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Now, how do we get what happened in Barcelona over to the White House?
Yes.
We can't go straight to the White House. That'd be insane. They think we're insane. He's getting a line. He can get a bridge to Charlottesville. It's like you can't get a connecting flight. Can't get a direct flight to Barcelona, but we can give if we do a layover in Charlottesville. And that's what Wolf is and his correspondent friend is attempting to do. Because if they're not attempting to do that, they're insane. Because what they're saying is clearly insane. Just replay it. We'll listen to the whole thing. I'll try not
to. You want the whole thing with Jim?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, give me one moment.
And obviously, since neither one of them is saying to the other one, that's an insane thought, there's some sort of big agenda here, because the one should be saying to the other one, I have no idea what you're talking about. This goes on in Europe all the time. They invented this in Europe.
We know what they should do is try to connect it to Nice and connect it to how many three or four other ones we've had in the last 6 months?
Paris, Berlin,
London.
There's
connected to all of them.
There's plenty to
connect. Let's connect London to this.
This is why they're going to have a lot of difficulty defending their integrity, because what they're implying here says either I'm insane or I have no integrity. Yes?
Yeah.
Either way, it's not news. Go ahead.
The point I would make, Wolf, is just this note that in light of the uproar of the last several days, 5 days apart, you have white supremacists in Charlottesville use a vehicle to kill, and here you have attackers at least following the modus operandi of terrorists using vehicles apparently to kill as well. Those shared tactics that should be alarming.
Yeah, and there will be questions about copycats. There will be questions if what happened in Barcelona was at all a copycat version of what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, even though there may be different characters, different political ambitions. They use the same killing device, a vehicle going at high speed into a group, a large group of pedestrians. And as the local police are saying, at least one person is now dead, 32 injured.
All right. So I think he's speaking gibberish.
You know, it's like saying
he's insane. It's like, what happened? The emergency brake came off of Grandma Chevette and it went into a Costco. So you're using the same killing device.
No, I think it's more like if somebody shot somebody with a gun and then somebody else did, you know, shot in self-defense or something, or whatever, you know, every gun death.
You got to re-listen to it.
I know he said they're using the same mechanism, same device. Like
same tactics.
Yeah, like a gun.
Same weapon. Yeah. I know, but it's like, it's a car. Yeah. All right. Is there a sane person that thinks there's an ounce of rational thought in this thought process that Wolf Blitzer is undertaking? So we now have to come to one or another conclusion. He's either lying in an attempt to sort of champion a narrative or a cause, or his brain is being eaten by syphilis. Which do you think? You're a doctor, Drew.
I don't think it's a syphilis.
Do you think he believes what he's saying?
Oh, yeah.
No, he does not.
Oh, I think they do.
Drew, this is where you're wrong. There's no way he believes what he's saying.
See, I think that's where
you're... Let's just say Barack Obama was the president.
Yeah.
Would he draw this link?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not? He's talking about copycat killing.
He wouldn't have convinced himself of all this stuff that he's preoccupied with right now. He's convinced himself that these things are connected.
He has not convinced himself. He's 68 years old. He's been doing this for 40 years. He's not convinced himself, and he doesn't think.
Now remember, their thing is if we make the connection before anybody does, we're going to make news.
It's always too sympathetic. Right. He's not. He's got a narrative that he's carrying. When he says. People have to ask themselves, you know, is there a connection? Yeah. Is this a copycat? Yeah. Do you really think he thinks people have to ask themselves that? Knowing what he knows goes on internationally, and he reports on all the trucks driving into crowds.
I think if you were to stop him in his tracks and say something like that to him, he'd go, oh, yeah, you're right.
No, he wouldn't. Not on the air, he wouldn't.
But, right. But I'm saying he's convinced, they've convinced him. So,
he's been a journalist since 1972. He does not think with the questions that must be asked. Gary, play it again. Just play it again.
No, I don't want to hear it.
Just his portion?
He doesn't think these questions must be asked.
What happened in Barcelona was at all a copycat version of what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, even though there may be different characters, different political ambitions. They used the same killing device, a vehicle going at high speed into a group, a large group of pedestrians. And as the local police are saying, at least one person is now dead.
I got it, Gary. You can stop. I don't need – you can clip those, by the way. Learn. You got to edit. Then we don't need. He doesn't believe that.
Why would it be different if he did? It's still the same.
Well, you know. There's a little more. I don't know. Somehow I'd appreciate it a little more if he believed it. Mm. So him and the correspondent don't. Now, when the next news story comes down the pike, what are we supposed to do?
Oh, that's what's driving me crazy right now. I don't know where to go to find news. I don't know where to go.
Well, here's what you do. You go to your own brain. Because the thing is when he's telling you, well, here's how you have to listen to news stories. First off, now, who's telling the story? To factor that in. Is it Fox? Is it CNN?
Yeah.
When Wolf Blitzer says, one dead in Barcelona, your brain can go, one dead in Barcelona. You don't have to go half dead, three-quarter dead, one and a half dead. You can go more
numbers dead. You can believe, sort of.
You can also know that there's a tragedy and a terrorist attack in Barcelona. And by the way, if CNN says terrorist attack, there was a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Because they'll say unknown whatever for a long time.
Yeah.
So if CNN says terrorist attack in Barcelona, terrorist attack in Barcelona.
Yep.
They say one dead, 32 injured. One dead, 32 injured. If they then start talking about, you have to ask yourself, was this a copycat of what went on in Charlottesville? Now your brain can go, oop, now we're getting to the political side.
Yeah.
Before was what happened.
Yeah.
Now, Wolf and his correspondent are going to put their own flavor on it. And their own flavor, shut your brain off for that.
But then the next 3 hours of broadcasting is going to be the shut off part.
I said, I showed this to Gary. I showed it to Matt. I showed it to Nick. I showed it to everyone. And everyone went, are you high? There's no connection between what went on in Charlottesville and what went on in Europe. How do we all know? This guy's a decorated journalist. He has an expert, boots on the ground in Barcelona. Why do all the dummies who work here, including myself, go, no way, when this guy's telling us that? That's the part of your brain kicking in that understands things.
Unfortunately, though, things are usually not that obvious when they're reporting stuff, especially when I read the papers in the morning. It's very difficult to sort out what's a spin and what's the story.
No, it, that...
It's really hard.
No, right? that part, unfortunately, you can't do that part because they read the story and they just go, Dennis Prager said this. And it's like, that's not... He never said that. And what
they
are you
don't
to
say
do when you just
that.
Read it?
They'll say, in response to our careful questioning, he said, as he was walking away, looking back at us with a little bit of disdain, the following. And what he said was, I like your coat.
You know no, what I mean? No.
It's like they color everything.
Yeah, sort of. But in the case of, I was listening to some coverage on Dennis Prager a few weeks ago, and they just said stuff that he didn't say.
Oh, they quote him inaccurately? That's
they
interesting.
Yeah, they're now doing this thing where they don't put quotes around it. They just said, this
well,
is what he said.
Then I know not to even pay attention. Then I don't even
know. Oh, that you know?
Well, I don't. Then I know.
That I don't know. See, I just, that, I read the paper and I go, I guess that's what he said.
Oh, no. No? That at least I know to at least be circumspect about.
All right. So look out, Europe, because the 20-year-old guy, the son of that thing got a Hemi in it guy, took his Dodge Challenger.
What was the name of the orange car in Dukes of Hazzard?
The General Lee.
Took
the General Lee and plowed it in her group. Look out, Europe, because Al-Qaeda has now been alerted to a new tactic of implementing their terror, except for it's one they've been doing for a long time.
And by the way, has picked up a ton of steam lately. You know it's one
that Wolf Blitzer has reported on numerous times out of Europe.
That's what makes
him stupid or liar. He himself has sat at the desk and talked about what's gone on in Europe many times. So how could they be inspired by what took place after what already happened many times? And the other guy with the 5 days, just 5 days. We don't know. Those questions will have to be asked. And I just yelled at the TV, not by any sane person. No sane person will ever have to ask that. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can imagine him going, yeah, I think you're right, but this thing is skipping back and forth across the pond. It's going both ways. Same weapons.
You're right. What happened in Charlottesville was a spontaneous, dumb, angry white supremacist who jumped in his car and saw red.
Right.
These are terrorist attacks, and you can't equate the two, even though... Thanks to his in-depth reporting.
Same vehicle, same weapon. Yeah, same weapon.
Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my weapon detailed after the show with some carnauba wax.
The same weapon?
The same weapon. And then you guys are all going to... Who here doesn't have a weapon to hop into?
I've got a weapon. I'm actually in the market. I'm shopping for new weapons.
New weapons.
Nick's got an Uber weapon. He's going to have a middle-aged grandma pick him up in her Uber weapon and drive him back to us. So I hope you make it in one piece, my friend.
Well, he will. He'd be running over people.
Good luck hopping in your weapon. When he said that, I was like, you mean like the weapon that Olga's going to climb back into in an hour and drive back to her condo in? That same weapon?
Same weapon.
All right. I'll tell you guys, you want a new weapon of choice? How about you go to True Car, man? True Car. New, used, over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles from over 13,000 True Car certified dealers nationwide, man. Let's save some money. Let's save some time. Again, new or used. You get the upfront pricing, the info, discounts off of list price, and a better overall buying experience. That's it. See what others paid for the car you want. Get a fair price. Then connect with local certified dealers and enjoy a quick, easy, satisfying buying experience. Why would you go anywhere else? So when you're ready to buy and you want new or used, and that's about it. It's pretty much A or B. Binaries, they say, right, Drew?
Binary, nice.
Binary. True Car. Some features are not available in all states, but I'm sure they're available where you are. So let's get some True Car. All right, Drewski.
Yeah, go to drew.com, check out, go to the YouTube channel, go to the Facebook page, Check out the Facebook podcast and the YouTube videos we left behind. Check it all out, please. It's good. And all right, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Me and Spaz.
Yep. Also, Saturday, September 23rd, Chicago Park West. I'll be doing a one-man show there. Friday, October 13th, Minneapolis. And Saturday, October 14th, Nashville. And come see me. Go to AdamCarolla.com and check out the offerings over at Chassis and the new merch, the Buck Slips, AdamCarolla.com. Until next time, AdamCarolla for Dr. Hussain. Mahalo.